Got privacy mansions, y'all. And nigga know I never miss. This is a courtesy warning. Know that the wolves are swarming. You know if it rains tonight. Welcome to episode 3 of the All Things Wrestling Podcast, where I try to watch at least 10 hours or more of wrestling and try to make sense of it all. Yeah, never gonna happen. I am your host, and I finally have a co-host for this episode, because it wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't try to get any of my friends that like wrestling on the show. Coming to you from Pennsylvania, by way of Sacramento, California, back where we used to have a stomping ground, back in high school. I'm not gonna tell you what year, because that'll just show our age. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, ATP, All Things Wrestling Podcast, proudly brings to you my good friend and fellow Hellraiser, Michael!
Hey, what's going on?
Well, we can throw throwing out our age out the window.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that, but we're going to be talking about all kinds of old
stuff. They'll figure it out. If they're smart, they'll figure it out. Let them figure it out.
Let them figure it out. I've been wanting to get you on a podcast for ages now. Yeah. First time I asked you was around 5 years back, when Roxy wanted to do a wrestling podcast.
Yeah,
scheduling conflicts happened. The next one was the Drink It Up podcast that had it with Eric.
Yeah.
That lasted a short time. Now here we are.
Yeah, here we are. You know, it's nothing worth having is, you know, if it's worth having, it's worth a fight. Sometimes it takes longer than we expect, but it happens in its own time, right?
And I got to say it. Finally, Michael. Didn't you do a good rock impression back in high school?
You know what's fun? I don't specifically recall, but I was such a mark for the Rock that
I know.
I definitely did. I mean, I you know, it's not like no way, no, absolutely. I don't remember it, but of course, why not?
We were all marked for Rocky Mania.
Well, me being mixed, black and Italian, you know, a lot of people were like, "Oh, you kind of look like the Rock." So, you know, I had the curly hair and the caramel skin, so.
But the impressions were off the wall, like you just happened that, like, out of the blue, and I'm just like, what did you say? Like, I remember, for those of us, there was an episode of EBS, which is our high school broadcasting show, that, like, it was a class that we all do. Yeah, and I seen this guy just do a rock impression, and it was a fashion show. This guy was walking around saying, claiming, talking like the Rock and everything. Right.
Oh, the fashion show when we had the stagecraft.
Are you talking about
that? Yes, the stagecraft with, I forgot the teacher's name. He used to ride his bike to school.
I probably think name, except for Miss Wu.
No, I remember her too.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. She did health, didn't she do health? Or no, that was somebody else. That was the guy that did health. And I remember the stagecraft, and we did the fashion show, and we had to make outfits out of paper, construction paper.
Yes, the good old days. Let's not talk about the year, but the good old days.
Yeah, good old. Emphasis on old.
Right. All right. So we were going to talk about and reminisce about the past.
Yeah.
Some call it controversial. Some may call it toxic, disgusting, an old bygone era that will probably never come back again.
Yeah.
That's what they're calling it. But we call it the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Man, that was coming of age.
That is like 30 years. 30 years? Damn.
It's been a while. I mean, I think it, what it is, did it start, what, 97?
It started when NWO happened. So it's probably going to be just like a 96.
96. Okay.
I'm saying it happened in 96. I said it didn't happen. The end of the year didn't happen. DX would have never happened.
Yeah.
You know, Vince would have been lit a fire under his ass.
Yeah. Stone Cold wouldn't have happened.
So let's go with that.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, we have to go back further.
Mm-hmm.
We all got to know something about you.
What made you fall in love with wrestling and the business in the first place?
Wow. So I grew up with just my mom. So I didn't have a, you know, because people have the story, oh, I had a father. And my earliest memories of wrestling, I lived in Rancho Cordova, Sacramento. And I would watch Saturday and Sunday morning. And one of them was called Superstars. I don't know what the other one was called. This had to have been in 1988 when I first started watching, maybe. I actually remember watching Shawn Michaels turn on Marty Jannetty.
When it happened
in the barbershop. I wasn't there, obviously, but I'm saying I remember watching it on TV when it happened.
Super kick straight to the face.
Super kick, yeah, put him through the window.
That broke the internet world that we never had at the time.
Yeah,
but if we had internet at the time, it would have broken the internet.
Yeah, that had to have been to me. That was the most, as far as heel turns, you know, people say Hogan turning heel. No, that was like, oh my God. You know, and being 7, 8 years old and seeing, you know, this tag team, when I remember watching them at WrestleMania 5, which I think was their first WrestleMania, was WrestleMania 5. You know, and then seeing Shawn Michaels, you know, oh no, it's cool. And then he kicks him through the window. And then, you know, when you're that age, oh my God, he really kicked him. He really put him through a window. Like, So that was my introduction to, like, that was probably the closest thing to Attitude Era before there was an Attitude Era. But I could tell you lots of stories. Mr. Perfect, WrestleMania 5, Blue Blazer.
Ooh,
yeah.
So.
there's
some old ass stories from there. Mine was I think it was when Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3.
Oh, yeah. WrestleMania 3, yeah. That was called the Ultimate Challenge, wasn't it?
I don't recall. That would have something to do with the Ultimate Warrior, actually.
Well, yeah, that might have been WrestleMania 6. Maybe so. I think I mix those things up. But yeah, WrestleMania 3, when he didn't get him on the first time. You remember he got him on the second time.
Yeah.
The first time.
I remember going to his house and then, like, hey, I have this tape, and you like wrestling? I'm like, I don't even know what that is at the time. I was like, not even 12. I'm like 8 years old, and they're like, hey, I have this. You want to watch this? Like, sure. You know, babysitting me and everything, and then he puts on the tape of this freaking guy with mustache, bandana wearing, talking about eat your vitamins, say your prayers. Oh, brother, I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
I want to be just like him when I grow up. Not really, like, not anymore, but you know, I want to be just like him. And then I see him, the match, and I see him freaking picking up this huge, giant guy, and just like, wow, you know, yeah, go take my vitamins, go say my
there
prayers,
you go,
do my vegetables, and do all that kind of stuff, only to come out as NWO music.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was a huge, but like I said, for me, Shawn Michaels turning on Marty Jannetty was the biggest heel turn for me.
Yeah, the biggest heel turn ever. Like, no, I don't, I think somewhere along the lines of Seth Rollins turning on The Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Will have
that
to
was
be
big.
A close, it's almost there, not a close second, but I'm gonna have to do like a turning heel top 10 thing.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It was a match promo segment that made you stop switching channels and say, this is what I want to watch for the rest of my life.
Ooh. So I definitely enjoyed Triple H. Right when he first kind of broke off from DX, and became the game.
So, is this on? Yo, Jimmy hit me with that Triple H. Yeah, you let the music keep playing, Mr. Don. Yo, tell me who's time it is now.
Yeah, when he, but you know what? I will say this. How about this? First promo where I was just like, I'm hooked. When Triple H came back from his injury, I believe that was it 02?
The quad?
Yeah. Was it January 7, 02, I believe?
Yeah, it was for Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. Yeah.
But remember, he came back on Raw. He came back on Raw when they were, I believe they were in New York.
Yes.
Yeah. And they hit the bumper and he came back. And I sometimes once in a while in my head, you know, I remember when he came, he said, just in case you've forgotten, just in the who the hell, let me tell you, just in the who the hell I am the game. And I am the guy who tonight officially enters the Royal Rumble match. He came with the denim and the leather and yeah. And he came back. God, he had to have been like 30 pounds bigger of solid muscle. Like he came back looking like he made Arnold look like Arnold from Hey Arnold.
Yeah, Arnold.
Yeah.
Coming back.
That was probably it was later on, but like that was where I was like, oh my, but I mean any of the Rock stuff. I remember when they were on TNN. Remember when Raw was on the Nashville network?
Yes.
And I believe that's when Jericho came. And Rock came and he, you know, and Jericho's like, you know, it doesn't matter what your name is, you know. And Jericho didn't like that. So, but yeah, anything with Rock.
Like, this entire time, like, WCW, that whole time, was like trying to, like, tell them, like, yeah, this is the finish for this match. This is the finish for this match.
Yeah.
Don't listen. Don't watch that. Go watch us. What? Mankind's going to put peace butts in seats? No, I don't think so. Come watch this match. And wouldn't you know, Mankind wins the championship belt that night. Everybody tuning in, everybody watching.
Yeah.
And what better way to say F you to your competition than by saying, it's like, who the hell are you?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, who are you? Who's this Jericho guy? Don't even know him. Nope.
And which, then
do that to Booker T years later.
Oh, yeah. That was, I actually read articles about that where he was not happy about that.
Sting was not happy about that. Yeah. Nobody, like, nobody from WWE was happy about it. But then again, no. Like, you guys did this and this and this. And then some, you show up there and you try to be like, hey, I'm this guy. Like, who? We don't know who you are.
Right. It's kind of like coming from the G League to the NBA. It's okay. You were, you know, you might have been the LeBron of the G League, but over here, you're who, you know, you're
the bottom guy. We get to do whatever we want.
Right. Right.
There's lots of controversial stuff from that era. And like one that I will not mention, but
what did happen?
I'll keep your hand over that.
Let me ask you this. You don't have to say, just say yes or no. Does the one that you're not going to mention, does it have to do with Triple H pretending to be Kane?
Oh, no. That.
Or does that have to do with Mark Henry and a hand?
Hand. I totally forgot about the whole Vicky.
Yeah, Katie Vick, yeah.
Katie Vick, yeah, that was her name. thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
I've been reminded of too many things that just came back in my head. But that was really like everything up to that point. Like, why? Why was that thing?
My God.
Why wasn't that being the thing?
If it would have been anything other than nobody else would have got away with that. Any TV show, 30-minute, you know, sitcom, 1 hour. Would not have gotten away with that. I think it's because people know pro wrestling is so ridiculous that it's just like, well, it's there you go. It's those pro wrestlers at it again.
The hand thing, we watched it. We watched it in a class at school. Roderick, Jeff, they brought a tape in.
Oh,
and,
God.
And it was in Miss Wu's class. So,
oh.
So we're back there editing tapes and editing for the next broadcast, and he's on. Okay. So I'm sitting there like, what am I watching? So he puts the tape on and like fast forwarding through the entire show. Like basically every promo in there was just like too raunchy.
Yeah.
So we're like, no, we'll watch it later. He's letting me borrow the whole tape. But look at this specific part. So we're watching and I'm just like, oh my gosh. And then it happens, the hand thing, I was like, ah.
Yeah.
Freaking puking.
The hand of the SpaghettiOs and all nasty.
Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah, right. Oh my god. Yeah.
Everything. They had to take the tape out. I was like, watch it later. I was like, I'm not watching this. I took the tape home anyways.
Yeah.
And like before I could even think of anything, like I gotta rewind this tape, right? And like the entire day, I'm just thinking, like, I'm going to rewind the tape. So I put the tape in when I get home, boom, play, and I totally forgot. And it's right there, like, ah!
Oh, God. Yeah, we've survived some things.
Oh, being
wrestling fans in the Attitude Era, we are survivors of that.
Survivors of Mae Young.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
As bad as it was, I went back and watched some old footage of her wrestling, actual wrestling. She was pretty good at losing.
Oh, yeah, in her day, yeah. Her and Moolah, although she had a checkered past, but that's for another. You could fill a whole other podcast with that one.
You can all fill up a whole show about that.
We could do a true crime about that.
True crime. They did a Dark Side of the Ring of that.
There you go. Yeah.
True crime stories. I just saw one of Linda Shawn and she was a part of that. I was like, oh, come on.
Oh, wow. Linda,
you ruined my girl, Luna.
Oh, no. Yeah. Wow.
The promos, though, they were just. I mean, the promos were good also, but one in particular is just like, oh, you're doing too much. It was the whole DX versus the Nation thing.
Oh, the dress up when they dressed up?
No, then dressed up, the black face.
Yes and no. I'm not too sensitive. And I'm not saying you are, but.
It was too cringy. I'm just like, you know, since I'm baking at home and watching it, I'm just fast forwarding through it, and then I see it, and I'm looking around, my sister and my brother are here, nope, okay, so let's watch it. And then I watch it, and I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, this is too much.
I gotta tell you, my favorite part, see, this, it's funny with me, because I'll remember, even with movies, like, I'll say something to somebody, and they're like, what are you talking about? Remember from that movie? And they're like, out of everything you remember from the movie, why do you remember that? One thing that I remember that I can quote to this day, when Triple H, you know, he was the Rock, the croc. And he's talking to X-Pac, but he was Mizark, remember? He dressed up as Mark Henry, Mizark.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know what he said, hey Mark Henry, you know, you're and the Croc has got a hell of a body of himself, but I just gotta ask you, how do you get your pecs to go all the way around to your back like that?
I'll
even to this day, like that, I'll think of that randomly and I'll laugh.
That's not true, me. That came me to a whole new level. My favorite part would have to be when the whole Brood thing. Remember the Brood?
The Brood, yeah, with Gangrel. Sure,
Them coming in a circle of blood or in a circle of fire.
Yeah.
The whole thing in the blood thing.
Under the stage.
The whole thing that is Gangrel really a vampire? What? Like back then I'm thinking like, yeah, wrestling is real, cool, yeah.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And then to find out like all these freaking videotape exclusive at Blockbuster Video. Remember that? All these videos are saying like stuff like they have in the wrestling aisle. They had a wrestling aisle. right back. Hey, what'd you cut off at?
I believe you were speaking at the time. We were speaking about, we were talking about the Brood.
The Brood.
Wrestling being real. And wrestling. You... yeah.
Still real to me, man. Still real to me.
Where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it! I mean...
It is. It's somewhat, right? I mean, somewhat.
What?
That's funny. I consider myself... So, I consider myself smart, and I consider myself a mark. But I don't consider myself a smart mark only because... I went to... Was it No Way Out? No, not No Way Out. I forgot it wasn't No Mercy, because No Mercy was in October. I went in September. What pay-per-view would have been in September?
I totally forgot. What year was this?
It was 2001. It was when Kane fought Shane McMahon, and Shane McMahon jumped off the Titantron.
I'm going to say Armageddon.
No, that's in December.
That's in December? Armageddon? No Mercy?
And No Mercy is October. It was right before that.
Hell in a Cell.
No, I
don't think they called them Hell in a Cell yet. They're probably in the In Your House stages.
No, it was past that. In Your House was in the 90s. But either way. So I went to, I remember it was Triple H was going against, I want to say Goldberg. It wouldn't have been Steiner. I want to say it was Goldberg. And this was when Triple H, I think he came back from, he had a groin tear or something, because remember he was wearing like the bike shorts, like the biker shorts.
Yeah, the biker shorts.
Yeah. And I remember somebody asked me, we were downstairs. This was at the Hershey Arena, the Giant Center.
It was Evolutionary.
Evolution. Yeah, it was definitely Evolution time. Yeah. 2003, not 2001. I'm sorry. 2003. Because I had turned 21. I actually had my first beer in public there because I was 21. It was September 21st, I want to say. My birthday, September 20th. And so when somebody asked me, they were like, oh, who do you want to win, Goldberg or Triple H? And some Triple H. And some, you know, smart mark who's above us is like, Triple H is going to lose. He's going to make a movie, because I believe that was the time when he was going to make Blade 3. But it's like, you know, yeah, smart mark, but if you're going to go and read what's going to happen, why even watch it? You know what I mean? Like, why would you go to the point where you're going to look up all the results and then still go? I understand that it's not a real contest. It's not, you know, UFC or whatever. But if you know, once you get to the point where you're like reading, you know, all the, you know, everything's, what's the point? So,
yeah, don't ruin it for the rest of us.
That's my rant. I'm smart and I'm a mark, but when it comes to wrestling, I want to be dumb. I want to believe. I want to believe.
I'm not a smart. I'm just a smart mark.
Right. That's my rant. Rant over.
Rant over. that's the Goldberg and Triple H. Yeah. But at the same time, like, did he even win? Did he even keep the belt going into Blade? Because I don't think Goldberg won. I don't think Scott Steiner won any of those matches. He was still champion.
I think Goldberg did take the title then. Remember, because then the whole thing happened where there was the bounty, and Batista got the bounty by breaking Goldberg's ankle with the chair.
Oh. See, there was a point in time that I was just like not really caring for what Raw was offering. I was more of a SmackDown guy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the whole thing. Yeah, because remember, Triple H did disappear. I think it was for Blade. I think he actually did leave for Blade. So he did lose, and it was the whole thing where they were looking for somebody to take out Goldberg. It was like $100,000 something. He was giving money or whatever. And then it was Batista who broke his ankle using it. You know, when they would put your foot in the chair and they, you know, stomp on it or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And then remember, because Triple H was coming back, and then I believe, I want to say at Armageddon might have been the match.
Was this the Undisputed title, or was this the
Big Gold? It was the big gold. It was the, it would have been the WCW.
Oh, so, the world heavyweight, yeah.
The big one, yeah.
Like, back then, I wasn't into Raw because Triple H was on there, and, like, the whole, you know, the whole thing with him and Booker T, just like, oh, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to give him a title shot? No, that's horrible. Why are you going to bring that up? Like, the entire thing in WCW. He was fine. Oh, you get to the big leagues now, you're just making it about racism? Come on. Come on.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I wasn't offended at the time.
Because like, I wasn't either, but at the same time, like, why bring that up?
There's yeah, well, you know.
You shouldn't have even acknowledged it. You should just like, okay, no, I'm not going to give you a shot. You don't deserve one. You're on the bottom of the totem pole. You're a dumpy guy. No, you don't get it. That would have been fine. Not like you came from the streets. Like, so did you.
Well,
you came from the streets of Dunkin' man.
Yeah. Yeah, so no, that was a cool time. I think it was a cool time. Yeah, I actually went, I wish I could remember what the event was. And then so that was September, and then October they had No Mercy in Baltimore, and I went to that the next month. So I actually got to go to two pay-per-views in a row, and those are the only two pay-per-views I've ever been to, but
gone to at least a few shows. One in 1999.
Okay.
Three other people from high school. I went with them. It was the day after Kevin Nash took Rey Mysterio's mask off.
Oh,
that was man.
That was a big deal.
I didn't watch the pay per view. I saw it the next day, the Monday, and then like they showed it to me, and so I was like, oh, I gotta. Oh man. So we went to that show, and we're just like, oh, cool. And I'm like. For the first time ever, I'm watching Rey Mysterio without a mask. Like, you look like a little boy. What?
I know, yeah. He still does.
He still does.
He looks younger than his son.
Oh, you mean Eddie's son?
No, he looks younger than his son. What's Rey Mysterio's son?
Eddie Guerrero's son?
No. His real, isn't it his?
I still believe it's Eddie Guerrero's son, Dominic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, everything I forgot about that.
I'm like, he's showing, looking up the heavens at his father. Yes.
Yeah.
And then, there's a house show that we went to. Over here in Chicago, where it was snowing, and Eddie Guerrero, I saw him, and John Cena.
Oh, cool.
There was a TNA Impact pay per view that was here also, and Sting was there.
Oh, wow.
So was Samoa Joe. So it was like yeah, back in the TNA era, like those great X Division matches. Those were the days. Like I used to watch them. And then they did a meet and greet. I got to meet all of them. I got an autograph from all of them.
Oh, cool.
The next night at the pay-per-view, carried a sign that said, if Sting wins, we all riot.
Yeah. I love those songs.
I'm standing in front of Sting, and Sting looking at me like, "Oh yeah, oh yeah." Takes Samoa Joe out into the guardrail, and this way they go into the guardrail, go up there, go into the crowd, and everything. And we're like moving out the way. My sign is nowhere to be seen. It drops. and then they go back and saying Sting wins, and I'm just like, "Oh, that sucks." And all this stuff, and I'm just yelling and screaming at him. Yeah, it was Bound for Glory.
Oh wow!
I believe it was in 2008. I'm not sure.
Okay,
but Bound for Glory 2008. I'm throwing stuff in the ring, and I finally find the sign, and I'm just like wrinkling it up. I unwrinkle it up, and I take it with me. I'm like, no, I'm keeping this. Somebody stepped on it. We get outside and. The Sting limousine is outside waiting for him. So I just place it on the dashboard, like on the window. It's like, it's for you, man. Limousine driver is all looking at me. He's like, no. I was like, no, fuck him. And he looked at me like, are you for real? I was like, I know it's fake. Shut up. Leave me alone. Let me have my little moment of me thinking it's real and putting the stuff there. like all these people come out, looked at it, and they're like laughing and stuff, taking pictures of my sign, and I'm just like,
oh geez,
go cry at this moment. It was the most awesome. You have so many awesome moments. The wrestling is unbelievable. I love it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do your daughters watch wrestling?
I try to get them into it a little bit. I actually so I lived in Florida for a couple years, for a few years, from about 2013 to 2016. I lived in Orlando for about a year, and I literally lived maybe 3 miles away from Full Sail, which anybody who's familiar with that, they were doing the they might still do them, but they were doing the NXT shows there. Yeah, I got to go to a few of those. I took Candace once, but it was too loud for her. But no, it was cool. I actually got to go there, and I went to one where Triple H was there. He didn't wrestle, but he was introducing. I got a couple of the posters, you know, because they'd give away posters. I guess the NXT students, for whatever, I don't know, for their grades, they would put together little posters and stuff. So I took her to an NXT show, but I would like to take her to a you know, a Raw or SmackDown, or even a house show, but I probably have to get her the some kind of earplugs or something, because she's sensitive to sound. And you know, wrestling shows are, if you're a quiet person, you know, you definitely couldn't have a wrestling show in a library.
Right.
So, yeah, I think Temperance, my little one, likes it too. We used to call her Kane, because when she was like 2 or 3 years old, she always had her hair in her face, and when she was angry. Remember when Kane would walk around with his, you know, he'd have the hair in his face, and then he'd flip his head back. And
yes. So,
so yeah.
Favorite?
I would say, oh, yeah. Well, like every other 2-year-old in the world, who's their favorite? John Cena.
My daughter,
they love The Rock.
My daughter's favorite was John Cena also, but yeah. Like, I guess she found out some stuff at school, and kids were teasing her and stuff. So,
right.
Like, John Cena snack. They're just like, no, my dad likes them. So, my dad likes them. Like, I guess I'll like them too. But I'm like, I thought you liked them.
Right.
Like, I didn't like them because you liked them. So, we're just like back and forth saying, like, nah, we even bought him a John Cena doll and everything. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. So, you didn't like him the entire time? That's great.
Oh,
no, she liked The Rock.
Yeah, they like The Rock, because especially once they found out that he did the voice of Maui.
Maui.
So, yeah. I would say The Rock. And then he has that song out now. The It's About Money, It's About Power, or whatever. The Face Off.
The energy drink song.
Do you see? I kind of thought it was too. Do you think that's just basically a commercial for his tequila?
It wasn't tequila. It was his energy drink that he was coming out.
The what did they call it?
Zoa,
there you go, yeah.
Like, I drank they're pretty good.
They are good. They're good, yeah.
They're non-sugar. Sugar-free and stuff. So, like, yeah, I drank a few of those. They're fine. They didn't do anything to me, so we're good.
Yeah. I do like them. I actually mixed it with Terramana, so I don't know if that was, like, healthy and not healthy, but...
it'll happen. We'll see.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is one of them now that she's into.
Okay.
But we're getting there. Like AJ Styles, when he came out at a Royal Rumble back a few years ago, she got all excited for him.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I like him. I actually, the thing I like most about AJ Styles actually is his theme song. Let me ask you a question. Since we're on AJ Styles, I want to ask, and then maybe we can do a poll. Are you familiar with Chip Gaines, the house guy, Chip and Joanna Gaines? AJ Styles look like Chip Gaines? To me, yes, he does. Okay.
If he was older, yes, he would.
Okay.
Like, because I'm like getting old. Yeah, that's the same. Chip Gaines getting old, but AJ Styles getting old also, and AJ Styles can be looking like him pretty soon.
Right. They're probably not far off in age. It's just that, you know, one, you're a wrestler, they keep themselves in shape, and, you know, they try to keep themselves young.
Okay. Speaking of Katie Vick. Speaking of Katie Vick, since you bring it up.
Yeah, I brought it up.
What storyline was the most unforgettable one that you wish you would forget?
Yeah.
Katie Vick? From the Young Hand storyline? Or Claire Lynch? And as an added bonus, I think you asked one also.
Yeah. Yeah, the DDP being the stalker of Sarah. So,
I hated that.
Out of all those, yeah, the DDP thing was disappointing. I mean, it wasn't gross. It wasn't anything. I'd like to forget it just because it was dumb. But I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, another thing too, that when like everybody that defected that came to from WCW to WWE. They were just like, oh, whatever, we'll give you this crappy storyline, see how you do, and then we'll see how it's there. They happen to give DDP this one, he unmasked himself, and I'm just like, no! You're going to
like, that's the... that's the sword you're going to fall on? Okay. So I would say the AJ Styles one, that's probably scary, because it's like kind of like real. Some crazy woman say, hey, you got me pregnant. Like,
what is happening? Katie like Vick every chance that somebody gets, they'll mention it. They mentioned it on, what's it called? Christopher Daniels had mentioned it once in a wrestling show, and he's all like, hey, remember Katie Lynch? And AJ Styles was like, shut up.
Yeah, please don't. That's not the worst, though.
It wasn't.
Katie Vick was bad. I mean, remember with the whole brains thing at the end? Remember? That was pretty bad. Unfortunately, though, because, I mean, it was, I have to say the hand was the most disgusting thing. Coming out of like a 90-year-old, thinking about the world's strongest man having sex with the world's oldest wrestler and birthing.
Not only that. But there was a whole thing where he was hooking up with a transgender, and courtesy of China, who's like, "Hey, go inside his room." He goes in there and starts chewing up. I was like, "Are you seriously gonna try to finger her?" And it's like, "Oh no, that's not a finger. That's a whole different story."
Yeah, I miss those when they would meet at hotels. Remember when? Since we're talking about those, when what was it? It was God, I hate when I forget names, but Tori Wilson's father was hooking up with what was the lady's name? Don Ray. When they used to do all those hotel things, and then, you know, oh, turn off the light, we're going to commercial. Like, ah,
man came out with tidy whities with a bulge. Come on.
Oh my god, yeah. That was funny though. That was.
And Don Marie, like, how, I don't know how much she got paid, but she got paid.
I like, hope so.
Giving him a freaking kiss and then a tongue, and it's like, oof. No, you're better.
I hope so.
She was better than that. She deserved better. So did Tyson.
I hope so. Yeah.
Another one. The whole Trish Stratus kissing Vince McMahon in front of his wife.
Ugh.
The whole barking like
when
a dog.
When she was supposed to be comatose?
Yeah, in a coma at WrestleMania. The whole barking like a dog after. That wasn't as bad as Katie Vick, but it was bad. It was one of those where those should never have happened. That's a whole podcast by itself. Things that should never have happened.
It depends on who you ask. You know, some people with that like nowadays, you know, with all the canceling, somebody doing that, you know, come on, that's extreme sexism. That's extreme. I think they would be canceled more for the way they treated Trish than the way the Katie Vick thing.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah. There's so many things. Let me ask you a question.
Well,
from that era. It's something I'm trying to find. And I love. Okay. So remember, in this is WCW. Remember when it was Booker T, and correct me if I'm wrong, Booker T and Chris Jericho had a best of five for the TV title, correct?
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay. Do you remember when Chris Jericho was doing the segments? Yes.
No, it wasn't Chris Jericho. It was the other Chris that we don't talk about.
Was it? Okay, so what was it? So let me ask you, because I remember... Do you remember this? How about this? Maybe I know Chris Jericho was involved for sure. When he was, I don't know if he had already lost, but he was like, they had segments with him like trying to find legal loopholes. And like,
yeah, Chris Jericho. That is definitely Chris Jericho.
Okay. And it, but it was not Booker T.
I couldn't remember any of that.
And so. Maybe it was best of seven. It might have been best of seven, even. But I remember. The funny thing, and I want to find it. I remember it's such a short thing, but I remember they showed him on like the steps of like a, it was probably supposed to be a courthouse or something. And he had found whatever he was looking for. And I just remember this. He was talking to Mean Gene and he was like, I am the champion, Mean Gene. Do you remember?
I mean, after all the new things that he did over in WCW, I'm surprised he never was never the champion there, that he never held that world championship belt. Like the whole
surprise.
Malenko had 1,000 holds, I have 1,004 holds, and
yeah,
like 75% wear armbar.
I'm not surprised in WCW though. You know, that was definitely the land of the giants.
Yeah, the land of the giants, but everybody, the heart of all of that was the cruiserweight division.
Sure. Yeah. But they, you know, they, those were the workhorses. But, you know, let's be honest. Who sold tickets there? Giant sold tickets. Nash sold tickets. Goldberg sold tickets. You know, Buffett, like another one, which who I love. One of my favorite. I will go down with this ship. One of my favorite wrestlers. I would say maybe top 10, not top 5. I love Buff Bagwell to this day.
Buff Bagwell's my top 10 list.
Yeah. For my favorite, not best. I'm not saying he's top 10. I'm not saying he's top 10 best wrestlers. That's
right, not top 10, but top 10 favorite.
My favorite, yeah, oh yeah, will be Buff Bagwell. I remember when he used to do his little, you know, he would do his little dance thing when he would go out with Scott Steiner and then go down to one knee and flex. Yeah.
Buff the stuff.
Buff and the stuff, and if you're not me, you're just not enough.
Oh my goodness. See, with him, the only thing I remember about him is that his mom was involved.
Oh, in WWE. Yeah. That's how he got fired. Because he, I guess his mom called in sick for him or something.
Oh, no. But there was a match in WCW where his mom was on.
Oh, in WCW. Yeah, his mom was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they were cool back then, though. Him and Steiner, they used to wear FUBU jerseys, man. Come on.
Like NWO stuff, and it's like, those are two that I remember most from NWO as well. Like, oh, yeah. Steiner and Buff Bagwell, yeah.
Yeah.
B team for some reason.
Well, remember, you know Josh. Josh was more your friend than he was mine, I think.
Yeah.
Me and him actually made bat. We got these bats and we cut out letters and we made, he, I don't remember who had which one, but we had these black bats and we spray painted with NWO, so I had like the red and black bat and he had the black and white, because remember Sting used to come out with the NWO bat,
right?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that whole year of my last year of high school, I like let my hair grow out just so I could,
yeah,
thing on Halloween. And I bought a mask, wore the mask, nobody knew who I was because I left my hair, and everybody's like walking around saying like, who's this guy, what's going on. Class, I would sit in different seats like from my own, and I'm just like the person I knew, I'm like, hey, let me switch seats with you. It's like, okay,
yeah.
So like, all that stuff. The only freaking picture in there is a yearbook. And that was it. And he gets called a zombie. I'm like, what? Who did that?
Zombie. Oh, jeez.
Who was in
charge of a
yearbook that nobody knew what Sting was?
A zombie. I like that. That makes me happy.
Like, looking at it, like, really? You guys calling me a zombie?
Here's one of our students.
EBS episode where everybody's in a costume. They get to me and I take it off and they're like, oh, snap. I'm like, yeah, it's me.
It's the zombie. That's it's awesome.
Me. And then like months later, it's me, Austin. It was me all along comes out.
Oh, the higher power. Good God. Oh, that was when he ended up, what we were supposed to believe that he kidnapped his own daughter, right? Wasn't right. that whole thing? Yeah.
Yeah. It was me. It was me all along. The thing about that is that whenever somebody says that it was me, it just like goes back to that. It's like, it was me all along.
Yeah.
WandaVision, when that came out, it was Agatha all along. I'm like, no, it was Vince. It was Vince all along.
Oh, that's funny.
But you can never watch any show without mentioning that. If somebody says, it was me, it's like, nope.
Well, I guess they ruined Scooby-Doo for you. Every time they take somebody's mask off.
It was me, Austin. It was me all along.
Who's under the mask? It's Ernie Zombie.
Zombie, yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I don't even know even now, just like, I don't even know who did that. It's just like, why?
That's
like, was at his peak at the time. You would have known, didn't you? Have like all these people at your class yearbook, like, hey, who's he supposed to be? A wrestler? Like, what is he? You could have asked that. He looks like a zombie. Yeah.
Maybe they thought there was a zombie wrestler. There was a Yeti.
Yeti.
There was the Yeti. Why not the zombie?
It's like the zombies weren't even cool at the time.
Yeah, that's true. That was before their time.
That was before Walking Dead became first issue. That was before Resident Evil. Definitely before.
It was just in the beginning. I think the first I don't know when the first one came out, but yeah, it was like in the beginning of Resident Evil. People still weren't not like it is now.
Yeah.
A lot of this, you know, because I remember, like, for instance, when I was a kid, I want to say, was it 90? It was 93. I believe Texas Tornado died in January, and then Andre died in like February, I believe it was.
Yeah. I was a big fan of Andre. I didn't know who the Texas Tornado was at the time.
Oh, I was a huge fan of the Texas Tornado. Yeah. I was a huge fan. Like, to me, and it's funny when I look back, because like some wrestlers that I look back on and I think they were like A-list people, people are like, oh, like for instance, this, you might laugh at this. You're either going to laugh at this or you're going to be, oh, I agree. One wrestler that I'm still a big fan of to this day, Paul Roma.
Paul Roma was good.
But people are like, Paul, who? If they remember, they're like, oh, that guy? That was, you know, they look at him as like a,
Paul Roma in WCW as a four horseman.
No, Paul Roma with the Hercules.
So WWF.
Yeah, WWF. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember him more there than I do remember him as a horseman. Like, I was more of a fan of WWF. I didn't know WWF existed at the time. And then when I did, I was like, oh, cool.
What's funny, I knew it existed, but I thought it was fake. I thought it was generic stuff. Because I remember my friend had the video game, the WCW game, and it had the Road Warriors on it. The Legion of Doom. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's the Legion of Doom. That's Road Warriors. What is Road Warriors?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he had the WC, and I'm like, that looks like the Legion of Doom. And he's like, no, these are the Road Warriors. I'm like, who the hell are the Road Warriors?
It's Legion of Doom. It's Legion of Doom. I don't call
I don't call them Road Warriors.
Like, why do they keep changing the names? Why isn't this guy this guy? Like, isn't Blue Beefcake the Zodiac? The Booty Man?
I love Brutus Beefcake when he was normal.
Brutus Beefcake when he was normal. When was that? In WWF?
Well, as Brutus Beefcake, he was semi-normal. And then he became, oh my god, yeah, when they I think, unfortunately, I think WWF guys, it seemed like when people started in WCW and went to WWE, WF, they became better. They became stars. But when people went from WWF to WCW, I think that's when they kind of became like sideshows. You know, because I mean, even what he went over there, he became Brother Brutus and all that shit.
He's the only person that I know that had like at least 10 gimmicks in one of the wrestlers.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Close to that would have been Kevin Nash, who was at least 3 gimmicks in.
Vinny Vegas.
Vinny Vegas, Oz. Diesel. Oz. And he just kept saying, like, Oz is a place, like the Wizard of Oz. It's not a man. Like,
Or Isaac Yankum. Remember Kane, Isaac Yankum?
Oh, Isaac Yankum. That was The New Generation era was just so, it was so gimmicky. It was so bad.
It was
like,
terrible.
I tried watching the Slammies at one point. I'm just like, no, I can't do this. Like, welcome to New Generation.
That's what made it fun, though. All, you know, back then where they were characters. Because I even said that it was like, Attitude Era, I love the Attitude Era, but a lot of the times the wrestlers, if you had to sum them up to somebody who doesn't watch wrestling, you'd be like, it's a cool, in-shape guy who's pissed about something. The Rock. A cool, in-shape, pissed-off guy, you know, who's pissed. Triple H, Stone Cold, Batista, Brock Lesnar. They were all in-shape, cool guys who were pissed off. But, like, you had race car drivers, you had Repo Men, you had Guitar Country Superstar, you had Honky Tonk Man, Elvis. Huh?
Do not ever besmirch the name of Man Mountain Rock.
I'm saying you had lots of cool.
I don't remember that name.
I honestly don't. It sounds familiar, but I don't know that I don't know who that is. I don't think.
Like, he used to come out with a guitar and wail in on the national anthem. And he was supposed to be a wrestler. I didn't see him wrestle at all. I think it was like a Superstars.
Superstar.
He would just go in and beat up the jobber, and then that's it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I remember him. But I remember when the Rhythm and Blues, when Honky Tonk teamed up with Valentine.
Yeah.
There were two Elvises.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Drove the car. Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff though back then. Remember what was his name? The Skinner. Remember Skinner?
Yes. Where was he from? Louisiana.
He was, but yeah, from the Bayou, whatever. Yeah. Like, Duke the Dumpster.
I was like, back then, I'm just like, oh, this guy is nasty and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and
with the chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco, and then now just like, you appreciate that. It's like, dope for some dope ass stories, gimmicks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was cool, and you believed it though. Like Big Boss Man, you thought he really was a correctional officer, like.
And who turned face, and then turn heel, and then
right.
Showed up in WCW as Bubba, Big Bubba Rogers, the angel.
And then remember when he was a riot? What was he, a riot cop or whatever for the
a SWAT corporation?
SWAT, yeah.
Come out. He was behind the whole belt going up in the air when Steve Austin was trying to get into it, but they never mentioned it again. It's like one time he did it. Because the next day he's there. It's like, what? And then Undertaker kills him. But not really.
No, when they sacrificed, when he hanged him, right? Didn't he hang him in the cell or something?
Yeah, he hangs him in the cell. And I'm sitting there watching this pay-per-view, and it's like, okay, that was weird. Okay.
Yeah. But then it's like, yeah, it's okay. It's wrestling. It's okay. Yeah, I remember, speaking of Boss Man, and earlier we spoke about messed up stories. What about when Boss Man pulled the coffin? Remember Big Show's
dad?
Yeah.
Big Show's
and he jumped on it. Remember he jumped it.
No, it was like, Big Man, calm down. In all serious.
And another messed up story. Remember when
before you get into that?
Yeah.
In WCW, I actually believed Big Show was Andre's son.
I think we all believed that.
I actually believed it. Like, they made it seem like that's Andre's son, that's Big Show, or the Giant. Like,
yeah.
They look like each other and everything. He has the same strap. That's the son of Andre. And then, like, the whole thing when his father died at that year, it's like, wait, His father's now Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
They changed that with just like well, people forget.
I'm too embarrassed to even ask that question to anybody at school. Like, hey, so they're not related?
They expect us to have short attention, short memories, I think.
Like, we change things around every 10 years, every 8 years, around there. Yeah. We go back to the same thing.
Remember Messed Up Stories when, I forgot who did it, was it, it might have been Boss Man again, when he made Al Snow eat his dog?
Remember, yeah, that was Boss Man. And the dog's name was Pepper.
Pepper, there you go. Yeah, the Chihuahua.
The Chihuahua. Oh, man. Rest in peace, Pepper.
Oh, God. Oh, man, this is good. What is this?
It's your dog. Put a little pepper on there. Like, what?
Terrible.
What is it? Put a little pepper on there. Oh, okay. Where's my dog? Oh, no!
Yeah, and then he ran to the bathroom.
And then British Bulldog shows up, and we have a dog kennel match.
Oh, British Bulldog, yeah, he was cool. I liked British Bulldog. I liked him better when he was, you know, before he got injured, before the jeans and all that.
Oh, yeah. British Bulldog was Bret Hart. Always going to be the best thing ever that I've ever seen. At SummerSlam, the first match.
Oh, when the, yeah.
The first match.
Oh, when the wife was there, right?
Because Bret carried the entire thing. Because Bulldog was freaking drunk, but it was a great match. Like, that was you didn't even notice.
That was when Bulldog's wife was there, right? Wasn't that his wife? That was
Diane.
Diane, there you go.
Yeah.
Diane Hart, yeah. Because it was her brother and her husband.
And the whole that whole storyline was so much great that I love it. It was the best storyline. It was the best stable, one of the best stables. The Hart Foundation going up against the Nation, going up against DX.
Oh, like, yeah, when it was the New Hart Foundation. Were they the New Hart Foundation at that time?
The New Hart Foundation.
Yeah, when it was Anvil and Hart or Bret and
Owen and
Bulldog. Yeah. Yeah. That was another thing. Speaking of, I liked it when that guy, that skinny guy, dressed up as Owen Hart. Remember when that skinny guy, and he put on the nose,
crooked nose, and everything.
Yeah, and he came out and he like smacked him, and he was like, "I forgot." He was he was doing the, you know, he's like, "I am not a nugget, woo," and all that. And then Owen Hart came down while he was doing the commentary, and he like started smacking him around.
I'm not a nugget.
I am a black heart. Yeah, I remember when that happened, when the Owen Hart was what, May 27th, I believe. 99 for sure. I was at Josh's house at that time. It came on the news, so it had to been maybe 10 o'clock news, something like that. And I remember I was just about to leave. My mom was coming to pick me up. And they were like, you know, whatever, they break in, breaking news, wrestler dies, and I'm like, oh shoot. So I stayed there and I watched the news. Like, damn, man, that's messed up. You know, because back then you didn't just have Facebook in your pocket where, you know, you just, that happened. Like, that was a big deal for them, you know, on the news. So I'm like, oh, shit, I have to stay here. I got to watch this because by the time you drive home, you miss it.
Yeah, I get told by a neighbor. And not only that, like, the neighbor just, like, I know that they're watching wrestling or the pay-per-view. Because I see it through the window, because they always have their windows open, or their blinds open. Like, oh, cool, they're watching wrestling. They didn't even invite me, them bastards. So I was just like, whatever. Like, enjoy your show. So I'm just like doing other stuff. Next thing I know, they're coming up to me. It's like, hey, a wrestler died. I was like, huh? Again, I was just watching wrestling. It's like, oh, yeah, thanks for inviting me. But then they tell me that, and then I watch the news that same night. I was like, oh, shit. The next day I go to school, everybody's talking to me about it. Of course. I don't think they recorded the show, or they did and they didn't want to bring it. It's like, oh, okay. I was like, it was horrible, dude. It was a horrible match. I was like, oh, okay. So
damn, that was
watching Raw that night. I was like, ah, oh, damn.
Yeah, that was a tough one though, and especially, you know, it's like, you know, because a lot of times wrestlers would die, but they would be older, they would have been out of the game for 4 or 5 years, and it's like, oh man, that's, oh, what happened to so and so? But for it to be, you know, somebody in their prime still, you know, during a show, was that was probably one of the first, well, for me for sure, that was the first, like, oh man, like really hard hitting. Because I remember, do you remember when they used to, they might still make them, they made the Pro Wrestling Almanacs.
Yes.
And you would read, you know, and it would say like, so-and-so died in the ring. Like I remember, was it Mike DiBiase? Ted, yes. Say it again.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Oh, did they make, yeah, I remember that, but it was like an almanac, like, you know, the Farmer's Almanac, but it was a little, it looked like a little TV guide.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and, you know, they say so-and-so died in the ring in 1965, and you're like, oh, man, that's sad. That's messed up. But for that, that was, like, the first time, you know, because this was 99. Like, people, you know, for our ages,
yeah,
we weren't used to wrestlers dying. Yeah. So he was probably, like, maybe the first one. I mean, for our time.
I can't think of anybody else before that.
Yeah,
Andre, but he wasn't our generation. He was more like,
right,
them.
He was at the very tail end
of the old generation.
Yeah, Texas Tornado. Yes,
that was definitely. Oh well, Brian Pillman.
But was he? He was. Oh, was he before Owen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, then okay.
Ryan Pillman, but the thing that hits you the most is that Owen Hart was there from the very beginning. He's like this whole thing. Ryan Pillman just showed up years prior, but Owen's been there since like WrestleMania 9 and all that. And like,
well, not, WrestleMania 5.
Ryan Pillman or anything, but at the time, like, I was more invested in Owen Hart than I was.
Oh, yeah.
I liked him more.
If I'm not mistaken, Owen Hart was WrestleMania 5. He had a match against Mr. Perfect as the Blue Blazer at WrestleMania 5.
See? Blue Blazer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was fucking an awesome guy, and you heard stories about the Hart family. And then you hear stories about these other wrestlers, but you hear that what Owen Hart has done and the ribbing and stuff. Like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, when he the story, I don't remember it, you know, in every detail, but I think he called his father, but he pretended like he was another wrestler trying to challenge him to a fight or something, like, hey, come down to the lobby, or you know that one.
Yeah, it was another one with Hacksaw Jim Duggan, where he's also like, you're a stupid son of a bitch. You're a stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, God.
Like, I have a pizza for you. It's like, what? I have pizza for you. I didn't order pizza. It's just right here, Jim. Like, okay. So he goes down there and he's all like, where's the pizza? And everyone is just laughing. And Owen's right. That's one of my favorite stories.
That's funny. Yeah. And it was because his stuff. Because we know about some stories. His story was, they were nice. They were, like, funny. Because I guess if you call it ribbing, like Randy Orton shitting in people's bags and shoes and stuff. I don't know if that's ribbing or if that's something else. You know, you heard about that, right?
Oh, God, yeah. And Xbox games. But the thing about that is, like, do they deserve it? Like, the whole thing with Sable, she did deserve it. Like, I totally agree. No, that she deserved it.
That's
still nasty. I don't think they deserved it, but you know, Sable did deserve it.
Well, Randy Orton, it wasn't to Sable. He did that to like Kelly Kelly or somebody like that.
Oh, wow.
I remember. Yeah, well, yeah. See, he didn't do it because Sable was kind of. By the time Randy Orton had enough pull to get away with something like that, it had to been like what 06, 05, 06.
He started. He's like a generation. He's an Orton.
Like, yeah, I don't. That's true, but I don't think Sable was. Yeah, I think that was DX. I think, yeah, he did it to somebody like Kelly Kelly or somebody like that. Yeah. That's true. But they say Orton's a jerk. I like him, but you could tell he's a jerk. Like, you know, and you see, you hear videos about him, like people at the gym and stuff, like he doesn't want to be bothered, which is fine, but.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't want to be bothered either.
But you can tell he's like, his character is like him, like, you know, some guy, like, you know, Owen Hart, whatever, but you could tell that he wasn't, you know, people would tell stories, no, he's not like that. But yeah, Randy Orton, I think, is not, if you meet him on the street, it's probably hit or miss.
Sure.
Hey, can I get an autograph? If he's in a good mood, but if he's not.
Well, that's it for the show tonight. Thank you for listening to the All Things Wrestling Podcast. Like the show, subscribe, smash that subscribe button. Join us in the All Things Wrestling Facebook group. We're there. You can listen to all these podcasts there. Listen to the podcast in the Podbean. You can listen to Anchor or on Spotify.
All right. Thank well, you. Thank you. And
I'm Ernie, and this is
Michael, and we'll see you next time.
Rock time.